This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let me try what I was just thinking.
Okay.
I have no roadmap for this whatsoever other than like the first three words.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Whatever happened to the podcast with a T?
Yeah.
The mailman, the paperboy, a podcast by T. You missed your old familiar podcast. Waiting just around the podcast. We're talking about podcasts. Talking about podcasts.
If we keep that in, does this have to be the last episode of our show?
Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies!
It's official. I'm Carter.
I'm Doge.
And I'm Jordan, officially.
Officially Jordan, not officially Doge. Who knows if that's the real one?
That would be the name of my Disney Channel original show.
Officially Jordan.
You know what is the real one? The MCU, Marvel Studios.
That's so true.
That is the real one.
There's been some big announcements. Before we go into that, though, I have an idea of what you will be streaming someday, someday in the fall. But right now, in this moment, I have the question of, who's just streaming?
Mm-hmm.
What are you streaming?
Still working on ST3. We haven't finished season three of Stranger Things.
Got it.
You got to.
We got to. We got very behind.
It's good. I liked it more than season two.
We went
for a while. Actually,
I did. Season one is tough because season one was fresh.
And,
it's hard to
perfect.
Beat the OG. You know what I'm saying?
And perfect. Yeah.
It was so good. But season three,
we're liking
great.
It so far.
Season three, I would watch again.
We watched the title sequence of the first episode. It's very good.
That's literally all you've done.
We watched three episodes, I think.
It's great. I'm excited for you.
It's a good time.
It's really good.
I have sort of like a cluster bomb of different things that I am currently watching. So we've got, of course, we're leaning in close to the finale of The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Been watching some of that. We're doing Callie's first watch through of 30 Rock. Big deal. Love
Ooh,
it.
Good one.
Love it. Big okay. fan. We also just discovered a new show called Love Island. And it
is. Oh my gosh. It's like Bachelor in Paradise on bad drugs.
Yeah. It's.
These
wild.
People are even worse, right?
It is wild. Actually, if I'm being honest, for the most part, I kind of like everybody on the show.
Okay, that's good.
They're kind of cool.
That's exciting.
And it's really funny.
Okay.
But it is absolutely wild.
Love Island.
Yeah.
I dig it.
And then, of course, still on my Gilmore grind. So
yeah, for sure.
Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A lot of mine. It's like exciting. I forget. It hasn't been a part of my life enough yet that I get really, I anticipate these seasons, but I forget there's several shows that I like that come out around the same time.
Yeah.
So I've started Queer Eye season four.
Already finished it. Incredible.
You've already finished it?
Yep.
I get so emotional.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's
every
really
episode.
Good. Every episode.
Tears every episode for me.
Last Chance You. Have you heard of this?
This is the football one?
Yeah. Netflix show. So it's this community college of these athletes that had been at actually pretty big college football programs, but they kind of blew it. And so they were
like
put
academically
on
academically or
all sorts of things. Usually it's with the law. And so they're put on probation and they're given about a year or two to get back into it and possibly get drafted someday.
Is this a fiction show or is
it's a documentary. And it's incredibly fascinating. And it's just really good for anybody, whether you like sports or not, even though that would help.
I do.
It would help too.
No, yeah. I've actually heard a lot of good stuff about that show.
And then what I haven't even started yet, because I only just saw the announcement on the front page last night of Netflix, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee season 4.
Can I confess something to you?
Brand newly. Never seen an episode?
I cannot stand Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Ooh.
Suddenly, Betty White doesn't seem like such a hot take, does it?
I think he's the biggest
jerk. I think it's
jerk.
Still a hot take. He is a jerk. But I get it. I get it.
I don't feel like he's an endearing jerk. I feel like he's an unnecessary jerk. I watched a little bit of him with John Mulaney and I was like, why are you being so mean to him?
I know. Jerry Seinfeld is to me kind of like Steve-O is to me. They both represent these different parts of me that it was I didn't care what anybody thought.
Maybe there you'd be.
I would be as big of an idiot as Steve-O. Yeah. I would go out and do stupid, stupid things. If I didn't care what anybody thought about my character, I have the capability of being almost as big a jerk as Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
I could demean you and it not bother me.
So it's like watching the worst of yourself.
It's bad, Carter. It's darkest.
And if I had no morals,
yeah,
I'd be in paradise.
Fair enough.
I'd be a bachelor in paradise. So
man, that would be a strange
Jerry represents
thing.
That side to me. And yeah. Anyways, we're getting Gilmore past Girls. That. We don't want to talk about how much Jordan hates Jerry Seinfeld.
That's true.
You know what I know everyone at this table loves?
Tell me.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yep. Comic-Con now, the headlining event is the MCU.
Yeah, it's Hall H, baby.
Yep. And I love how, as a whole, the audience, even after Endgame, after the penultimate not tying of Endgame, people are still pumped.
Yes.
Because they know things are going to happen. If you go back and listen to our Far From Home, if you haven't listened to that, there's plenty of reasons to. And we felt like this was a good end, kind of a good transition between the two phases.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be excited about.
Absolutely.
Things that stood out to me. And if you saw my Instagram, Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade.
Oh my goodness.
Mahershala Ali.
He pitched this.
You know, that was his idea.
Going to be Blade. No, tell me about this.
He straight up was like, hey guys, I want to be Blade in a movie. Can we do that?
Was this post-second Oscar in 2 years?
I feel like I told...
Because I think he can get what he wants. He should ask for anything.
I told our friend Caden when he texted me about this, I was like, at this point, Mahershala could be cast as Gwen Stacy and I'd be like, yeah, I'll pull it off. He's great.
Sure. There was a small subdivision of the superhero culture that was kind of bummed it wasn't Wesley Snipes. I get why it's not. He's old.
I couldn't be Wesley.
But he was. He gave his blessing for what it's worth.
Fair.
Wesley Snipes went out and his blessing...
Yeah. I don't feel like they are even in the same league.
Not even close.
No. Me neither. But it's tough because it was kind of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, kind of a cult classic-y, Hellboy-ish vibe to it in terms of like, this is such against the grain. It felt like a Deadpool kind of... Sure. I mean, it's just not a part of the canon normally.
Do you guys remember how much of a jerk he was, Wesley Snipes was, though, during Blade 3? You've seen like
all for sure.
I'm like, he wouldn't refuse to open his eyes. So there's a scene where they CG'd his eyes onto him.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
They don't want to work with
that
anymore.
That boy is wild.
Yeah.
Mahershala is a consummate professional.
Consummate professional. You know who else is? Natalie Portman. I thought this girl was never going to do a Marvel movie again.
I'm weirded out by it, to be honest.
I can't believe she's back.
Either the rumors were totally wrong.
Oh, no, they're real.
Okay.
Wait, the rumors about
her being upset, not wanting to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I hated that. She hated being in the MCU, but...
Well, now she won't.
They're taking a lot of inspiration from the Mighty Thor, not the one from the 70s and 80s, but the 2011 one.
Where a woman?
Where Jane is Thor, yeah.
Where Jane is Thor.
She has the power of Thor.
I'm down.
100%.
I'm down for the story.
Watiti again, yeah.
I have not cared so much for Jane Foster as a character in the MCU.
No.
And so I'm a little... We'll
love Natalie Portman, though.
Sure.
And Natalie Portman has never really had a script.
I agree.
From Watiti yet, right?
That's true. I mean, at this point, Taika can do anything, I think.
Yep.
Totally down. Totally down for that. That was a huge deal. Also, Doctor Strange is confirmed. And what a perfect time. I wish I could sit around the round table of the Marvel Studios brain trust.
Yes.
Because would they still have done this if horror was not such a hit right now?
I don't know.
But doesn't it just feel like it fits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they do it well enough to where it's like, we'll just give them credit for coming up with it. But Doctor Strange is going to be Marvel's first basically horror movie, right? Yeah. Is that how they're pitching it?
Yep.
Doctor Strange and the Something of Madness.
In the Multiverse of Madness.
In the Multiverse of Madness.
So they're leaning in hard.
Your girl looking at Doge.
Yep.
Scarlet Witch. So they've signed Elizabeth Olsen, obviously. Like, why would you ever leave these movies? You're making bukus of money.
Yeah, for real.
And she's one of the, like, she's one of those actors in this series that gets to transcend that, though. She gets to be other characters and do a good job. Like Wind River and things like that. She did really well.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just fall into it and like, sorry, you're always going to be this person. But she'll be there and she'll be right there. And we'll get to see a lot more of her. Also going to see a lot of her in WandaVision. So a big thing was the streaming services on Disney Plus.
Yes.
These are super excited. Jordan, before we started recording this episode, was talking about how excited he is, maybe even more excited, did you say, about the streaming shows?
That was Doge that said that.
Doge.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited all around because I could not do enough. That's how I feel about Star Wars. I really, like, just keep making them. I will see all of them. You would have to do something egregious for me to say I will never watch another Star Wars movie again. And they start to do all these different things, and maybe we'll get there someday. But WandaVision, Loki.
Yep.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Hawkeye confirmed
to be with. Now, who is the other person that's in that show?
Kate Bishop, his daughter. He's teaching her how to be Hawkeye.
Is this the same girl from Endgame?
Yeah.
Excellent. We kind of talked about that in Endgame that we thought because of their bow and arrow scene at the very opening scene, the cold open of.
She's somebody like Cassie Lang who inherits the mantle from her dad.
Cool. I love it. What are you guys most excited for in terms of all the MCU stuff outside of anything we've talked about or inside of anything we've talked about?
Falcon and Winter Soldier for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always down for more Daniel Brühl basically in anything. Yep. So I'll take it.
Baron Zemo.
At this point, it's got to be Thor, Love, and Thunder. I mean,
yeah.
It looks great.
Tyler can't do wrong. Let's do it.
Even the title.
Like,
But he's already made it his own. That we're like excited for a title like that.
Yeah.
Because it's they fully leaned into this being maybe the most, outside of Guardians, the funniest series.
I think that's totally the right direction.
I totally do too.
Like Thor should feel like a Van mural that has come to life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's perfect.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Also, we're gonna get the Eternals. So we start to get some more of the kind of reaching out and trying new things. It feels like this phase is one that says, all right, we've made our bazillion dollars. Now let's actually do some of the stuff we didn't think was possible. Bazillion dollars,
officially the highest grossing movie of all time.
Officially the highest grossing movie of all time, Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Congratulations.
I saw somebody, I'm not going to call anybody out by name, but I did see a Facebook post this week of somebody who said, I don't care what the money says, Avatar is still the better movie.
And wow.
That is wild to me. That anybody, I didn't even think Avatar was a great movie to begin with.
I liked it.
Yeah. I loved it. There was a point of my life in high school when this movie came out that I did learn lots of words in the Na'vi language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't even faze me at this point. Yeah.
I still think there's no way to tell yet. So James Cameron is confirmed for 4 more Avatar movies, by the way.
See, that is, okay, this is a perfect example of, when it comes to the MCU, oversaturate me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Drown me in the MCU. Yeah. Avatar, I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need it.
I feel like most other things I'm okay. Like there's very few things that I'm like, give me more of those.
I think that the MCU could use big competition like that. I am down for Avatar. And it's not like they're going to say, well, we got to step up our game now.
Yeah.
Because we've seen how studios have done that before and failed. But we can trust Marvel Studios not to do that.
Yeah.
When we had like the Monster Extended Universe with Fox, was it?
Yeah.
And obviously DCU gets kind of brought up every other week and it hurts.
Yeah.
But it's all very, very much exciting stuff. Something else that's really exciting about this podcast is that tomorrow we get to talk about one of our heroes.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes,
he goes by the name of Matthew McConaughey.
It sure does.
Almost Bill Clinton.
I know, dude. That happens to me
little Bill Clinton.
All the time. That they are so close.
Yeah.
They're sort of living
the same territory there.
Yeah.
But Matt McConaughey is going to be in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days tomorrow. True. He was in it years ago.
He has already been in it for a while.
I'm still struggling with this year thing. If you listen to the proposal, I had a tough time with that, with the age thing and how we all age at the same rate. But Matt McConaughey. And so Matt McConaughey has always been a character. And I kid you not, just this very night, Chelsea and I, we were out and some strangers we were sitting by at the restaurant talked about how charming Matt McConaughey was.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
Yep.
Not even kidding you, how they just wanted to hang out with him. And I was like, well, this is so perfect.
I believe it.
So this, he's always been atop my list as someone that I would love to just spend a lot of time with, be good friends with. And so something that I've done with my friends before, and I haven't done with these two, I don't think. This is the first time for us to officially do it.
Well, we're not friends, so it's good that we finally get to
just co-host.
First time I've done it with co-workers. But I love the idea of, in a perfect world, if you have X amount of people. I like the idea of people interacting with each other. So the bit is, what are we going to call it?
Campfire friends.
Campfire crew.
Campfire crew. Campfire friends crew.
Campfire.
So here's the hypothetical. You have a campfire, which if you've ever experienced a good campfire before,
I have many.
Those are the moments that are just, you almost remember every second.
Yeah.
Because there's just something about.
We were around a campfire when you first introduced me to the movie game.
I remember it. And we were standing up on a plateau, like the highest point in Fort Worth, which also makes it the windiest point in Fort Worth.
It's true.
And the coldest. We slept in tents that were too small for us.
That is true.
Slept on cow patties.
All of these things are true.
Remember all of it because it was a campfire.
Mm.
So I'm going to give you a campfire moment. Honestly, sometimes the campfire feels like an infinite amount of time, does it not?
It does.
It feels like you just get the perfect amount of time.
We're so close to writing a country song on accident.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
And then when you also have your truck and your dog there and your ex-wife.
Time stands still at the campfire.
Time stands still at the campfire.
Blue jeans.
And blue jeans. And fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're starting to veer into things I like.
The hypothetical is you and five actors get to sit around a campfire. The campfire setting, why did we choose a campfire? A, it's the summer of love.
Mm.
And B, a campfire is a good place for those conversations to happen. We're unplugged. You know, we've got these, you start to see some people maybe interact that you haven't seen interact before to this level. Okay? But I'm getting five around there. And I'll go first. I'm going to give you five.
Okay.
And it's whatever criteria you want. Like when we picked things like, when we did our director, our chooser's choice and picked our directors, it was under our own parameters. There were specific things we loved about them and that's why they were there. So the same thing here. I like the idea of a campfire. I want it to be any two people, if they happen to have a conversation, that I'd want to be there to hear it of any two of these five, right? I want to see these people interact. So it starts with Matt McConaughey and he's the transition, right? I need him there for many reasons. We could have the other four at a campfire and he could sit in his Buick and I would still maybe spend more time near him.
Yeah.
But we have Matt McConaughey. I want Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want Jeff Bridges there because I think he brings some kind of wisdom and kind of maybe a touch of old Hollywood.
It's kind of old man McConaughey a little bit.
Old man McConaughey. Yeah. I want to see these
two. You know
two.
He's bringing his guitar though.
100%.
He definitely Jeff Bridges is bringing his guitar.
You'll also see what's in common is everyone at my campfire can sing relatively well because I want us to all sing together.
Okay.
So we have Matt McConaughey mm-hmm. and Jeff Bridges. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'm going to add to the mix Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is incredibly talented and incredibly funny, and it feels like he can get along with anyone. Shout out to HBO's show, The Shop. I think it's called The Shop, where LeBron James sits around a barbershop with like all the most famous people in the world. Jamie Foxx is there, and regardless of being there with these famous rappers, famous actors, favorite musicians, famous athletes, he has everyone's ear.
Yeah.
Just because
life
he's
of the
so
party.
100%. Yeah. So I want Matt McConaughey there. I also want Jamie Foxx, Matt McConaughey, Jeff Bridges, Amy Poehler.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because I think she's an absolute blast. I almost had Amy Poehler and Tina Fey to have them both there just to hear their stories together.
Yeah.
But my fifth person, and this is just because I love it, it almost was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's who I just want to live with. Like
sure,
that's a different
like a
hypothetical
scenario. Yeah.
I really think there is a heck of a lot of charm to George Clooney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would love to have Clooney there. It was also almost Samuel L. Jackson for me because he's worked with everyone.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about all of his experiences. But my five are, if I was to have a campfire, I would love to be singing, making s'mores, grilling hot dogs with Matt McConaughey, Jeff Bridges, Jamie Foxx, Amy Poehler, and George Clooney.
Fair enough.
That's my five. Doge?
So for my trip, this is a no girls allowed zone.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is me and the boys out in the back country.
Yep.
Just roughing it, old style.
Love it.
You know.
Old style roughing it.
The way that it goes.
Like Genesis.
Exactly. And so top of that list is going to be Brian the Cran Man Cranston.
Ooh. Very good.
tremendous respect for him, and I think he's really funny. And
he's great
in
talk shows. I love watching him on talk shows.
Number two on that list is going to be Chris Pratt.
Almost had him too.
Love the boy, whether he's Big Pratt or Muscle Pratt. I want him to be there.
Nothing but love for the kid. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love, man.
Number three is going to be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Good. Good stuff.
Love that.
Enormous creative crush on Lin-Manuel. Number four is going to be Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
Because I want to make sure that the rest of us all feel uncomfortable taking our shirts off.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Number five, perhaps the wildest card that I could play, is going to be Peter Dinklage, because I feel like Peter Dinklage would be the most fun dude to hang out with.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And not just the fact that he was, you know, Tyrion. I mean, it's like...
Sure, he's the best.
From what I hear, he was the yuck it up guy on set.
Yeah.
That's part of why I have Clooney too, because when you hear rumors of the Ocean's movies, like he was an instigator for a lot of stuff that was a lot of fun. That's great. I love that.
Big fan.
Yeah, go ahead. Say your five one more time.
Crazy crew, me and the boys. That's going to be Bryan Cranston, Chris Pratt, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ryan Reynolds, and Peter Dinklage.
That'd be a lot of fun.
It's a good crew.
I want to hear Peter Dinklage and Ryan Reynolds go at each other.
Yes, very badly.
100%.
Whoa.
That'd be good stuff.
I like that a lot.
Big fan.
Jordan?
So for me, I took into account my criteria for like a good hang. And here's what I mean by that.
I get it. All of Friends minus Monica.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Good job.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, for me, it's all of Friends minus Ross.
Honestly, I would do the same.
Because
he's
cool.
He's got too much anxiety.
Yeah. Cool. No Ross.
Cool.
So here's...
Am I the Ross of this podcast?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yes. Now, here it is. It's the reason that I love hanging with you boys so much too, and it is because
we're two of your. I
do this like whiplash thing when I'm just hanging out of like I am gonna go from I want to laugh really hard to immediately like, but here's something that's like weighing on me.
Oh,
to like
that was literally your birthday party.
We're right back to laughing. Yeah, my birthday party. We all hung around and played Super Smash Brothers, and then sat out on a back porch, just being like, "Do you ever feel like death is creeping closer?"
Yeah, then we talked about masculinity and being a man in the world.
Yep, I mean that you have to be able to do that for me to enjoy it.
So, I love it. I love it.
With that in mind, here's my list.
Who can do that for you?
I'm gonna go with first off Jake Gyllenhaal because he's my boy. And I love him.
You could live in his beard.
I could.
Easily. I had not watched interviews with him as much, like his media junket more than Far From Home.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
He's so funny. He's so charming. But I feel like he's like a very overthinker type guy. And I need that around.
That's not too
there you go.
Out there.
So I'm going to go with Gyllenhaal number one.
Love
number
it.
Two, easy choice for me. Steve Carell. I want
That's
to
great.
Sit around a fire with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. And I feel like he's got some wisdom buried in there that I just need to get my hands on.
I bet.
Yeah.
I
love Steve. After that, this is funny. It's going to be Bryan Cranston.
Hey. Yep.
Love him. Similar thing to Steve.
Uh-huh.
Very funny. Very intense.
Yep.
And I just want to pick his brain forever as I go through my never-ending existential crisis. The last two, make way. Who run the world? It's girls. My last fiance? No.
When you said make way, I was like, Prince Ali Obama?
Prince Ali. My fourth person is going to be Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
I love Anne Hathaway.
I think that she is hysterical.
Okay. I, with no irony in my heart, love the Princess Diaries movies.
Oh, no doubt.
Aren't they making a third one?
They're making a third one.
Yeah. It's going to be a Disney Plus deal, right?
Like that's probably.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Probably. That feels like it would be. Going to watch it.
They're going to go turn over rocks that are like, what was our most famous stuff?
Exactly.
I think she's funny. I think she's great.
I do
want to hang out with her. Similar reasoning for my fifth person, which is Emma Stone.
Yeah,
another good one. I just feel like she's a blast.
And you'll get Steve Carell and Emma talking about some of the stuff they've done together.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah, very, very, very good and confident about my list.
That's fun. I enjoy this. I think this would be a fun thing for the Chunkies. Like y'all to do this as you're listening.
Yeah.
And after the because I also feel like I have like channels. Because it's like if I wanted to do like an all Texas, it would have been like Matt. Like Woody Harrelson, Sandra Bullock.
Tommy Lee.
Ooh. Like that would also be really fun. I'd love to have five people that have one thing
like
in common.
Tommy Lee Jones could just be like, let's go down south into the middle of nowhere and I'll make sure we survive.
Yeah 100%. Sure. Yeah.
Like if we were going to do like a, hey, we're going to bring a guitar and do an all singing night, my list would have been pretty different.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But have fun making those lists because it's fun to just think of how these people interact with each other. And yeah, do it over whatever basis you would like. Probably shouldn't do Like, make sure and do five. Don't try to think of the other two to do instead of Carter, Doge, and J1. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, you want to have the campfire moments.
Let's just call
with
it a given. Like, we're obviously going to be there with you.
So, if we either make it eight or make it like, okay, well, those are assumed.
Yeah.
What other five would you have around the
and
campfire?
And Adam is watching, like, Mufasa from the clouds.
Yeah, for sure. Lightning strikes every now and then.
Remember who you are.
But yeah, I think that's a lot of fun. We have a big movie coming out this weekend.
We do.
This one is called, actually, before we talk about this one, just to flirt with you a little bit here. Last weekend, in a movie that I hopefully have seen by the time this comes out, maybe not.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood
is getting phenomenal reviews. This is a Quentin Tarantino film.
How could
film.
It not?
Quentin.
But here's the thing. A lot of people are saying this is going to be his first best director, his first best picture.
Really?
People are saying this is his best work.
I've seen people call it his masterpiece.
Yep. So, which is a big deal. I looked up because I knew he had Oscars and I was like, I thought he had some. He does. They're for writing.
Yeah.
So he gets original screenplay all the time because this man's mind.
Sure.
I don't know if I would want to go in.
Yeah, it's a little spooky in there.
I don't think I want to go in, but I'm fine seeing it on screen. But that's coming out. And is that a yes or pass for you guys? Yes?
Big yes.
That's a yes.
Yes all around. It's hard for me to not take. I don't think I've ever not given a yes to a Tarantino movie.
I actually haven't either.
Yeah. So, but this weekend we have Fast and the Furious. Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
Presents. Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. We all have our tickets, the three of us, the four of us, Adam will be there, and a couple of the I don't want to say chunky wives. Oh my God.
Yikes.
Oh my God. Wives of the chunks.
Ooh.
Callie and Lady Doge.
Friends of the podcast.
Friends of the podcast will be with us.
Yes. Me and Jordan's special friends.
And this episode will come out before I have to sit in a theater with all of them.
That's true.
It's true. Cool. We'll wait for them to listen to that later. But we're very excited for that. I think it's a yes. We have the tickets already. Yeah. We're also reviewing it.
You think it's a yes.
Okay.
Who are you talking to? This one is a gas.
Okay. Oh.
There it is.
But next week, you will hear from us as we review
Hobbs and Shaw
movie. And from what we're hearing from the opening viewings of it, when they would let critics and friends and whatnot, it's phenomenal. Like, it's just a blast. And if you've seen the trailers...
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
I think I would pay a full ticket price to go watch that trailer again for the first time.
Yeah. Just to erase my memory and watch all that happen again.
Yeah, 100%. To end today's podcast, I would like for us to say our name, as we always do, and give me a setting that would completely change your five. One setting that would completely give you five different people.
Okay.
So this would be saying like, I mean, everybody works, but I would not want Jamie Foxx here. These kinds of things. Okay. So I'm Carter and I'm not taking these five. I'm going to kind of give a fictional setting because it's really hard to not want a place to have these five. If you've ever seen a Saw movie, it's usually about six people that end up in a house and maybe one survivor. I don't want any of these people to leave us yet. And so I don't want to put them through that either. So we are not going into...
You'll take a different five with you into the Saw house.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I've got a five.
Take your five least favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got a five.
Five Betty Whites.
Five Clones of Taylor Lautner.
At least four Rosie O'Donnells. And then I can't decide who the last one would be.
It's not Taylor Lautner?
It's not Taylor?
My opinion's changed about Taylor Lautner. We talked about this, right?
No!
Doge, what setting would you not want to be in anymore?
I'm Doge, and if you remember from earlier in the episode, it's an all-boy crew, me and the boys, roughing it old style. And so I would have to completely change if we were going to go to the women's bathroom together, because none of us are allowed inside.
Fair enough.
Okay. Then that means you have a hypothetical where you're like, which five would I take to a women's bathroom?
Me and my five ladies going into the women's room.
Okay. What about you, J1?
I'm going to go with a water park. Because I don't want any of my five to see me in a bathing suit.
Well played.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.